This is Dictesh for TransAlways, TransAlways, date of service 9/24/2025. Date of birth is 6/17/1986. Date of accident is 6/1/2025. Ms. TransAlways was involved in an automobile accident as a front seat passenger. The details of accident she has failed to provide. And no police report was provided. No picture of the car are provided. We are requesting from the law firm to provide the information. And it appears that she has had a positive finding in her cervical spine, thoracic spine, lumbar spine, and both shoulders. Currently, she reports her maximum pain in the right shoulder to the tune of 9, and lower back pain is 8, which is shooting down to the left buttock. She do not have a major problem in the middle back or neck at this time, and shoulder. She has a lot of pain in the right shoulder and can only do 90 degrees. Left shoulder and the neck, she is not reporting pain. It's just a mild discomfort, 2 to 3. And she reports that left leg has given out twice in the past 1 month, but no fall. She has a shooting pain in the left buttock and left upper part of the thigh, posteriorly as well as to dermatome fashion. She also reports that her lawyer is sending her to an orthopedic surgeon, and she is interested in getting injection to the right shoulder. Is it very painful? The last injections brought her significant relief. Currently, the pain level is 10. Patient reports only 10 to 15% recovery. And please review the record for the ADLs. System review, additional history, and also first time service and compliance history. The patient has physical examination. Blood pressure is 168 over 124, pulse 79, pulse oxygen 99%. The rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visit, which is dated 8/20/2025. Dictation number is 0924-037. Patient is ordered to continue the physical therapy to the neck, mid back, lower back, both shoulders 3 times a week, and also work. Disability, hospital replacement, and transportation. The patient reports of Mobic 7.5 milligram twice a day, Protonix 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection. Tylenol with codeine number 4 is provided for pain relief. 60 tablets, Allevil 50 milligram PRN for sleep and JD disorder. Lunesta is provided. 1 milligram at night for sleep. Lidocaine ointment is provided for topical pain relief. Patient is again requesting for an injection to the right shoulder, intra-articular, and rotator cuff area based on the MRI. She has provided the consent and we have given the injection. Patient is referred to an orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Gary Gilliard, after reviewing all the MRIs for the shoulder. He has an issue with the right shoulder and also the left shoulder. And MEPs were reviewed. And regarding the procedure, the name of the patient is TransAlways. Date of procedure is 9/24/2025. The procedure being done is intra-articular injection of the right shoulder and injection of the right supraspinatus and right infraspinatus tendon. The procedure is done according to the protocol. 5 cc's of injection on each side was provided with dexamethasone and Marken. Entire needle was withdrawn. For the shoulder, we used 1¼-inch long 25-gauge needle, and standard protocol was used. Medical indications are based on the MRI finding of the right shoulder, which shows there is a complex tear of the labrum as well as rotator cuff tear, supraspinatus tear. Patient is undergoing a physical evaluation by an orthopedic surgeon. and she has been referred to Dr. Gary Gilliard for the timing. The injections are done to relieve the pain and improve ADL, decrease the need for surgery. Thank you. The patient failed to give the urine today. She was unable to pee. She has been requested to come back tomorrow. She has missed on several occasions in the past to provide a urine exam on a regular basis. And she may have some compliance issue. We'll keep an eye on her. Thank you.